With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. There has been a shooting by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. Sources say that the person had a firearm. More on that. But first, more than 12,000 flights have been canceled across the U.S. as a major storm expected to wreak havoc across much of the country bears down. The storm threatens to knock out power for days and snarl major roadways. Kaylin Cochran, assistant manager at Route 66 Ace Hardware in Mustang, Oklahoma, says it didn't take long for customers to clean out his supply of snow melt.
We had a pallet of ice melt inside. We had an ice pellet. A pallet of ice melt outside also, and it's just, once they came, they came. People kind of knew, we kind of let them know when our truck was going to be here. So by the time the truck was out here, we're bringing stuff up, everything was basically going out the door.
A Border Patrol member shot an armed individual in Minneapolis Saturday. Minneapolis officials have since identified the individual as a 37-year-old man who is a resident of Minneapolis and is believed to be a U.S. citizen. He was declared dead at the hospital. The Department of Homeland Security says that the suspect was armed with a gun and two magazines. U.S. Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino shares an image with the press of the suspect of DHS agents were pursuing in Minneapolis on Saturday.
That is Jose Huerta Chuma, whose criminal history includes domestic assault to intentionally inflict bodily harm, disorderly conduct, and driving without a valid license.
Roughly 140 million people are under a winter storm warning from New Mexico to New England this weekend. The National Weather Service forecast warns of widespread heavy snow and ice. This is SRN News. Do you trust your pastor?
A lot of Americans do not. According to the latest Gallup poll, only 27% of respondents say they believe that clergymen possess a high degree of honesty and will behave in an ethical fashion. An avalanche of pastors getting in very public trouble over the past few years has almost certainly contributed to the low score that the profession receives. However, clergymen did beat out bankers, CEOs, and members of Congress in the poll. Michael Harrington reporting.
YouTube is updating its guidelines for videos containing content that advertisers define as controversial, allowing more creators to earn full ad revenue when they tackle sensitive issues in a non-graphic way. With the update that went into effect this month, YouTube videos that dramatize or cover issues including abortion, domestic abuse, self-harm, suicide, and adult sexual abuse without graphic descriptions for full monetization. This is SRN News. The latest figures show that the U.S. economic growth is being fueled by strong consumer spending.
The Commerce Department says the economy grew at the fastest pace in 2 years from July through September. Those numbers are being touted by the White House as evidence that President Trump's economic policies are working. Analysts say that wealthier Americans are spending more, while lower-income households struggle with high prices. Despite the economic boom, job creation is low and the labor market remains tight. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump addressed the March for Life in Washington yesterday, telling the crowd via video, it's all about creating a culture of life.
This is a battle that must be fought, must be won, not only in the corridors of power, but above all in the hearts and souls of the people.
Tens of thousands participated. More details at SRNNews.com.